This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end. My only friend. The end.
Of our elaborate plans, the end. All right, very important article and video report that I'm going to play right now, and I'm going to get more into this next segment, is dealing with the so-called Delta variant and the police state, and that ties into this new Lando variant. I guess it's Lando Calrissian. So we're going to be breaking all that down on the other side. Here is the report. Delta variant expands indefinite lockdown. Your leaders in Canada saying they're using COVID to bring in martial law to silence dissent. They say it in national TV press conferences. They are going public with tyranny. And now, Biden has launched the COVID tracking teams in the name of the Delta tracking teams, the Delta plus variant tracking teams, coming door to door to harass the unvaccinated. This is the Iron Fist.
I'm here to talk to you today about the Delta variant that causes COVID-19. Well, anyone who is not vaccinated is most at risk. Younger people are less likely to be vaccinated. That puts the entire cohort of younger people at greater risk.
We need everyone to get vaccinated. We do this together. By July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends will be able to celebrate Independence Day. That will make this Independence Day something truly special.
When I got vaccinated, the first thing on my mind was I can finally see my friends
and go out to dinner. I feel more comfortable taking our children out and about.
See my family.
Hugging my grandchildren again.
Hanging out together, being fully vaccinated.
Being vaccinated means I can walk at my college graduation.
I was able to marry the girl of my dreams.
We tend to use the word isolation for someone who is a case, confirmed. We tend to use the word quarantine for someone who's at risk of being a case, usually a contact. So on that basis, we advise that all suspect cases are tested and all suspect cases are isolated in an appropriate medical facility. In low incidence areas where there are sporadic cases or clusters, we advise that all contacts should be quarantined. Ideally, that quarantine should occur in a place other than the home. They did that with community workers, with public health workers, visiting the houses, checking on people, checking their health status every day and saying, how are you? Have you got a fever? Have you got a cough? And if a contact has developed a cough or a fever, they were taken immediately for testing. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's how sick these people are. Casting themselves as the heroes, the rest of us as the evil disease spreaders. And now, Biden White House deploy Delta variant response teams across the U.S. to communities with low vaccination rates. And they're going to force their way into homes and, quote, force people to be tested with fraudulent machines that are 94% false positive. And it's far worse than that already in Europe, Canada, places like Australia, where they have been arresting people for a year that protest online.
Yeah, you're under arrest in relation to incitement.
Incitement?
A young mother, still in her pajamas, is cuffed.
What on earth? Excuse me, what on earth?
Slapped with a search warrant in front of her partner and young children.
This?
Ultrasound in an hour?
Yeah, she's pregnant.
But Ballarat detectives were determined to question Zoe Bueller after the 28-year-old allegedly created this Freedom Day Facebook event, asking her friends to remember the 5th of September.
I wasn't breaking any laws by doing that.
You are, actually. You are breaking all. That's why I'm arresting you.
How can you arrest her?
That's my two children.
The former cleaner turned candle maker has posted that COVID is a hoax, and police allege she was behind an anti-lockdown demonstration similar to those planned in major cities across the world this Saturday.
They also censor medical treatments, medical doctors. This is a giant exercise in raping our freedoms, raping our speech, raping our bodies, and forcing their deadly gene therapies into us. I got got mainstream news going, we don't know why they're doing that. I mean, whoa! Who's giving the directives? Grab the clipboard, find out what the...
There's a lot of things that we can't do to stop the globalists, but there's a lot of things we can do. And one of them is taking care of our bodies and our health. And listen, I'm lecturing myself at the same time. I put myself through too much stress. I don't eat right. But one thing I do remember to do is to take my Deep Earth Crystal high-quality iodine. And that, of course, is the original X2. Incredible. It is essential in your body. It is a building block of everything that goes on. The globalists work around the clock to make sure that we are deficient in iodine and have way too much of all the garbage halogens like chlorine, fluoride, bromine, and others. We also have X3. That's because some research scientists pointed out to me, and I saw the research, it was true, that some people can't absorb pure atomic iodine. So it's pure atomic iodine and then two other types that are also good for your body that some people get better benefits from. So it's apples and oranges. Both products are free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off for Survival Shield X2 and 60% off for X3, even though it's selling out right now.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay. Got a hold of me. I opened up a little old...
Well, Charlie Munger is an interesting old devil. Charlie Munger agrees with Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and Ted Turner and a bunch of other really creepy people, like David Rockefeller when he was alive, that there are too many people on the world. And you could argue that in some cases, and I do think we're destructive, and I do think we should be good stewards. But they've self-appointed themselves to be authoritarians and to live like kings over us and for us to have no rights. And that's just an excuse they use to lord over us. And Charlie Munger attends the meetings that they have had to discuss establishing a world government to carry out forced depopulation. What's my source? London Guardian, Times of London, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, ABC News. Just type in the Good Club meets in secret to discuss depopulation. You'll get several hundred articles going back 20 years where they were trying to sell this as a good idea. The most incredible ones were in 2009 for whatever reason, when they decided to try to sell their idea to the world. Well, Charlie Munger is also one of the richest men in the world, and he is invested with Bill Gates and with Warren Buffett. In fact, he is their mentor. He's almost 100 years old, and he is friends. Yeah, put the Guardian headline back up for folks. He was good friends with Bill Gates' daddy and Bill Gates' mommy. And Bill Gates' daddy and mommy, they ran the main worldwide eugenics organization and Planned Parenthood and the IBM Trust of Thomas Watson. There's a Pulitzer Prize winning book about that called IBM and the Holocaust. You might want to learn about it because they're the ones that are almost in full control of the planet and that want to forcibly inject you with known deadly poison so you can, quote, have a job or get on a plane or go to a ball game. And they're very close to getting it in place. Multiple U.S. states say, don't come here unless you've had the shot. It's illegal. They still do it. The military says we're about to start forced inoculations. Major banks are saying you can't work here if you haven't had it. It's here. So people that want to kill you, people that have offshore exempt bank accounts in Singapore and China, and Bill Gates and Charlie Munger and Warren Buffett, who all cheerleaded. All cheerleaded for China being great and China having a great response and America should never reopen and America's bad and there's a more deadly bioweapon coming and there'll be deadly variants that come and we'll never be able to open again. You should never take your mask off. Charlie Munger, I'm not going to air the whole 15-minute interview. I watched it Friday. It broke after we were off. And he talked about authoritarianism and how America did a bad job and how China did a great job and how we need to, you know, do all this. But here's just a clip. Old Charlie Munger, who is a Munger of evil, out mongering his corruption, praising China for arresting and disappearing the billionaire founder and owner of Alibaba. Because Jack Ma thought he'd do his own thing. Oh, we can't have that. And they go on to say, we wish America was like that. We could just arrest anybody we want who messes with our monopolies. So we have an almost 100-year-old crazy man sitting there with his minion, Warren Buffett, and his minion, Bill Gates, because Charlie Munger is a lawyer. Charlie Munger is the divorce lawyer for Bill Gates with Melinda Gates. You know that, right? Because of the Jeffrey Epstein stuff. And so he, if there's got to be an image of the evil old white man, well, this is it. The evil old Chinese man is Xi Jinping. But if you want to see the true incarnation of Satanism on this planet, of old men posing in their suits, oh, gee, golly, like the FBI director's like, you darn tootin', I want to protect Congress. We have no idea. They all, ho, 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 look, we're eating ice cream. Hi, kids. Oh, we're so nice. You know, Warren Buffett was the biggest recipient of the banker bailout money in 2008. $487 billion he got himself. So when you hear he's only worth $100 billion, that's not true. All his money's tax exempt. You know who? His banks got caught laundering hundreds of billions of dollars of drug money knowingly. Oh, but he talks about if anybody's conservative, we've got to shut down their bank account. We can't be associated with something immoral. Yeah, Prince William wants to kill everybody now, too. You know, he knows best. But certainly not himself. So, yeah, his grandfather, Prince Philip, his dad, Prince Charles, basically runs the Davos Group. How great the lockdowns were, he said, because he lives on big private estates. And, you know, he's got all his own helicopters and jets. And so they love seeing the highways shut down. They love seeing you starving in your house. They love it. And we sit here and grovel at these monsters. So here's Charlie Munger today in a TV interview praising a regime that's killed over 100 million people, has millions of Christians and Buddhists and Muslims in death camps. But it's okay because all the Fortune 500 funds Black Lives Matter. So it's okay. Here it is.
Charlie, you said communist China is doing all the things that we should be doing right now, and I can't help but think of what they're done to Jack Ma.
That amuses me, you know.
Well, what about what they've done to Jack Ma? He's kind of disappeared.
Well, yes, but Jack Ma is one of the swingers. So they just cut his, they said, the hell with you. He basically gave a speech when he said to a one-party state, well, you guys are a bunch of jerks, don't know what you're doing, and I know what I'm doing, and I'm going to do it better. And he was going to wade into banking and no rules and just do whatever he pleased.
He also brought Chinese, a lot of
the Chinese communists did the right thing. They just called in Jack Ma and said, you aren't going to do it, Sonny. And I wish we had I don't want all of the Chinese system, but I certainly would like to have the financial part of it in my own country.
Although Ant Financial was bringing banking to a huge unbanked population.
That's right. You're not going to do it, Sonny. You're not going to set up your own cash app system on your thing. No, you're not going to do it, Sonny. You know anything about Warren Buffett and Munger? Those are some devils, baby. Woo! Lordy, lordy, lordy. What goes on up in Omaha? Boy. Think those old boys ever put on a black hood? They ain't wearing white hoods, I'm gonna assure you that. That's mere child's play. They're wearing some hoods, baby. They party animals right there. And they run the whole thing. They opened up China. They run the whole show. They're the last living globalist with Henry Kissinger who set up the whole plan. Not gonna do it, Sonny. How dare you try to open companies up? We disappear your ass. I sure do wish we had that here in America. Yeah. But we're gonna get it. Just as soon as we shut up all these Americans, yeah. Sonny boy. Remember, every time you eat at Dairy Queen, you're putting money in Munger's pocket. That's okay, Sonny. He says China right to clip Ma's wings and disappearing. Last time he was seen is a forced labor camp, Sonny. And we're going to, you know who funds all the transgenderism and all the open borders? Why, it's me, Sonny. And you know who's got our troops marching in red heels? It's me. That turns me on. I like Jeffrey Epstein, like Bill Gates. Oh, Lordy. Oh, yeah. Oh, Sonny. We're going to have to show you, Sonny. Oh, we're nice little old men.
Who purposely put Mao Zedong into power to kill over 80 million of their own people.
And they were just getting started.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Cover news for this segment, a little bit of the next. And then I want to open the phones up for first-time callers on a host of issues. But as long as it's first-time callers, you're welcome to call in on any topic you want. I'm going to throw out a few topics at the end of the segment that I would like to hear you comment on, and then you're welcome to bring up any point you'd like, but I would like you to humor me and give me your 2 cents on a few of the topics that I put forward. But first, let's hit some more of the COVID rollout operation. Remember, you could never make a vaccine for the common cold because there's a bunch of viruses that can cause it, corona being the dominant one, thousands of variants that are known. And so you can't make a vaccine. So they said, oh, we'll make it for the protein of the coronavirus. And then we'll create an artificial one that has a particularly strong gain-of-function protein spike. And it just so happens that type of protein is in the uterus, is in the heart, is in the lungs, is in the brain, and is in the testicles and a bunch of other places. So lo and behold, the body then starts attacking itself, amongst other things. Then if you get a regular coronavirus, you get deathly ill from the vaccine you've taken, or if you've already been vaccinated and you come into contact with the coronavirus, you get really sick. Or if you've already had corona and then get the vaccine, you get really sick. This is all confirmed mainline literature. But when you talk about it, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, they go, it's preposterous. No one's ever gotten sick. There's no side effects. It's wonderful. Meanwhile, they have an advisory on the Pfizer and Moderna injections that it can cause a heart attack or stroke. They had to put it on there, and it's experimental still and hasn't gotten FDA approval, but all over the news they say why the FDA tested this and it's just totally wonderful. It's just been banned all over the world. I mean, this is a bold raping. But they think America's so drunk on entertainment, so drunk on information, of disinformation, that this will all just get lost in the fog. Well, my neighbor had a stroke, or my neighbor's dead, or my child got real sick, or my mom died from it, or I had a stroke from it. Well, they're not sure. The doctors just don't know. Because they never did studies. They never did test to know to get it approved. So they just released something they'd secretly done studies on, knowing it actually killed lab rats and ferrets and other things that were given vaccines that counter the corona protein casing. And I can show you those damn studies, University of Texas, funded by Fauci, you name it. We've done hundreds of shows on them. But it's so frustrating to watch the news lie to people and block treatments for so many folks that died from the flu and pneumonia. Because remember the first 6 months of the lockdown, they said, oh, don't go to the hospital unless you really can't breathe. Well, I mean, we've gotten weak. We've gotten soft. Without antivirals and without antibacterials, people would die. People used to die all the time from colds and flu. until antibiotics and antivirals in the last 50, 60 years. And so now countless people died at home because they never went and got treatment. And they died of pneumonia and the flu, and the system knew damn well what it did. And those that did go in got intubated, even though with COVID-19, that'll kill you. So, report, U.S. Army directs commands to prep for mandatory COVID shots for troops. This is out of the Army Times, pending full Food Drug Administration licensure from the Army Times report. Not approved. Pending. Pending. Not. But again, I know all of you have seen the news say, oh, the FDA totally tested this. Lying to you. Of course, if they'll block known treatments to get kill numbers up, these are evil people. And by extension, they're mass murderers. I mean, the average news person didn't know this. They know it now. And when they discover it, they get fired or they get fined or they get suspended. Because the corporate order came down from the UN and Bill Gates and Charlie Munger and Warren Buffett, who all want to depopulate us. These old men that love communist China and love authoritarianism and love death camps and want us to die, but they got a shot right in our arm because they care about us so much. And now we got another old man here, Jim Justice. Governor Jim Justice declared Monday that anyone who chooses not to take the COVID vaccination entering is endangering themselves to a death lottery. Talk about a Freudian slip. They are entering themselves into a death lottery. When you take an unapproved gene therapy that they couldn't get approved for decades because it killed so many of the lab rats in studies, they just said, we have an emergency, no studies, put it in the general public. So that so many doctors and scientists and lawyers would have signed on to this that they'll want to defend themselves now and cover up when it all comes out that it's sterilizing and killing people in mass. So here he is saying, oh, you need to take this. You're entering a death lottery like Russian roulette. No, it's you trying to force us into a death lottery, trying to suppress vitamin D3, zinc, iodine, and vitamin C, and trying to suppress the damn treatments. You're the one, Jim Justice, that signed on to the lies because you're a political whore of the New World Order. You're not a man of the people. Here he is.
You know, the red states probably have a lot of people that, you know, are very, very conservative in their thinking, and they think, well, I don't have to do that. But they're not thinking right. When it really boils right down to it, they're in a lottery to themselves. You know, we have a lottery, you know, that basically says, if you're vaccinated, we're going to give you stuff. Well, you've got another lottery going on, and it's the death lottery.
Talking to us like we're 5 years old. Jim Justice. Oh, now they admit the vaccine doesn't work. And oh, now you got to have a lot more because now there's all these other variants that are, and it's all made up. Fake PCR tests, 94% false positives, sending sick people into nursing homes to get the death numbers up. These people have followed the criminal orders of Bill Gates and the globalist and the Bilderberg Group and the Club of Rome and the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab through the corporate America and have committed massive crimes against humanity. And we need Nuremberg 2.0 against these dirtbags. I'm going to give the number out when we come back. I have not gone through any of the stack yet. I'll give you the topics I want to cover also, as well as the war on privacy, as the war on women and children accelerates, the tip of the spear being the transgender movement. Police now saying, hey, if your six-year-old daughter's in a shower and a man runs in and shakes his penis at her, you're bad to call the police. That's an honor to have that done. I'm not joking. We'll be right back. That's, remember what CNN said 4 years ago? That's now the official policy.
The most important thing I've done in the last 8 years for my health, for my mental clarity, for my focus, has been Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. Dr. Group hammered me and hammered me 9, 10 years ago and said, Alex, you've got to start taking Deep Earth Crystal Atomic Iodine. And when I finally started taking it, it changed my life. Even the UN's own health website admits over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ, because of lack of iodine. Well, we have two varieties of high-quality iodine that'll blow you away on sale right now. X2, the deep red crystal iodine, and X3, that's triiodine, deep red crystal iodine, and two other types that some people need all three types for absorption. So it's apples and oranges, two different formulas. Some people like one better or the other. But the point is, they're all discounted right now. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, with free shipping, double Patriot points, through the 4th of July. We're running out of X3, so get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Control freaks, tyrants, minions. They love the system. But most leftists pretend like they're part of the establishment and imagine they're getting power and control out of pretending to be in the ruling class, but really they're just schmucks that are being exsanguinated, being sucked dry by the system. But they have Stockholm Syndrome and can't admit that that's what's happened to them. They can't come to grips with the fact that they've been abused. They've been inducted into a cult. I have a lot of COVID-19 news I want to get to here in this mass human sacrifice ritual that is taking place. And I want to open the phones up to get your take on what you witnessed locally, the people taking the so-called COVID-19 inoculations, and where you think this is all going. And I also want to raise this issue. European Union's LGBT colonialism threatens our way of life, says Orbán. Now, since when is sexual preference and what you do with your ding-dong your political movement? But it's not. It's globalism. It's corporatism. It's an attack on the family. It's sexualization of children. It's pedophilia. It's globalism. It's corporatism. Apple and Google get the Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter wants to end the traditional family and wants to, quote, make black men transgender. You'll know your enemy when they come after your testicles. They want to get rid of men. They want to get rid of leadership. They want to get rid of anybody that could say no to them. And it is a colonialism. Globalism is the corporations that have already taken over the third world, taking over the first world, and even taking over our bedrooms and our lives. It's transhumanism in their own admissions. Because if you'll accept a naked man in the women's showers at the local gym, propositioning women, saying, I've had sex with a lot of women, and the police are called, they said, how dare you at that gym in California at that spa? The article's on InfoWars.com. Woman who complained to police about man exposing his genitalia to her 6-year-old daughter says they blamed her. That sounds unbelievable. Remember what Chris Cuomo did 4 years ago. A school complained about a transgender coach who hadn't had his trouser snake removed, his Johnson, and boom, they're in the shower. The girls get freaked out, 11-year-olds, and Cuomo said, hey, your daughter shouldn't get upset by seeing a woman's penis. That's a quote. You shouldn't get upset about a woman's penis. Think about that. And that's the type of upside-down world they teach us. So you should teach tolerance on girls not wanting to see male genitalia in the locker room. Parents should teach tolerance. Let's continue. Georgian protesters storm LGBT offices, tear down pride flags, and replace them with national flag. I know it's in Georgian dialect, but let's roll it with some of the audio if you can. Because, again, they put it up above the Georgian flag. People get this is a conquering. I was in New York a few weeks ago. You saw more LGBT flags and pedo flags than anything else. People just had enough. They understand it's an attack. Not even the Soviets went after the basic biology. But what's in the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism put out last month by Biden? It says questioning the election, questioning lockdowns, questioning everything is evil and is bad. Meanwhile, in Austin provides rapid permitting for developers who sponsor communism. They actually say that. So you say, oh, they're going to give extra money, reparations to black people. It's about who controls the money and giving it to certain groups, taking from certain groups, giving to others, to politically buy control of people and to get total control. That's just some of the news that we've got here. But in case you're doubting me, here's the actual article by Paul Joseph Watson at InfoWars.com. And it links to local news. Woman who complained to police about a man, that's what he is, exposing his genitalia to her 6-year-old daughter, says they blamed her. Yes, really, the incident occurred at the now notorious We Spa in Los Angeles, site of the protest and counter-protest on Saturday over another similar incident during which a biological male exposed his genitals to women and little girls in the female area. They said, he said, do you like my penis? I've had sex with lots of women. According to the women, who wishes to remain anonymous for obvious reasons, the incident happened in January 2020. And notice, if you did this in a park, you'd get arrested. But because it's in the bathroom with the left's obsessed with poop and pee, and they put little artificial penises in little girls' baby diapers to teach them to say, I want a penis. I mean, they're just pedophiles, folks. It all happened to me, so I had a relapse of these feelings after having forgotten them, she told the postmillennial. I knew it was a family spa, and I decided to take my daughter. It's kind of trendy. Well, of course. It's a 24-hour spa, 90%+ Korean, and then a small percentage of people who aren't Korean. It's kind of cool to participate in other cultural experiences. The biological male who had a beard sat down at one end of the hot tub with the two female companions, immediately making everyone particularly uncomfortable, especially the older Korean women. So they're in a Korean spa with a bunch of old Korean women in the back room, you know, because the hot tub's in the men's area and it's in the women's area. It's separate. The older Korean ladies were whispering to each other, holding their towels over themselves. I mean, I thought this is sick. As all the women started whispering to each other, said the mother, and the biological male could see all the naked women as well as their six-year-old girl. So you got a bunch of women naked in a hot tub, having their own bonding, family groups, and no, here's the man with a beard, probably a homeless dude. Although careful not to overplay the race card, the women noted that the three protagonists were all white, privileged, progressive people, of course. The mother was promoted and prompted by the six-year-old irate father to make a formal complaint to cops at a police station near the spa in Koreatown. See, now I know why the left wants to get rid of single-family dwellings, because pretty soon you'll only be safe in your house. Oh, sorry, Zuckerberg wants these big coffin buildings where you've got a, well, he's on a 10,000-acre Hawaiian ranch. You're going to be in a 200-square-foot deal with these guys. She was told the spa is private business, and they can do what they want. But one officer, I'm having trouble reading it. I don't know what my problem is. She was told that the spa is a private business and that they can do what they want. But one officer blamed me for having taken her daughter to the spa, the woman said. Oh, you didn't know that spas are sexual bathhouses now? She also revealed that We Spa justified the behavior by saying the individual was pre-op trans person. Oh, pre-op. The mother attended the protest outside of We Spa on Saturday, but quickly left after seeing that it had been hijacked by violent Antifa thugs who proceeded to beat up and harass those who showed up to oppose the idea of children being exposed to male genitalia. So that's Antifa now beating up Asian women because they don't want their six-year-old to see a bearded man's genitals. And if you call him a man in California, they arrest you. But you can give somebody HIV or hepatitis knowingly. You don't get in trouble for that. They passed a law 2 years ago. Now they're trying to pass a law to have sex with children as young as 12. They are an army of pedophile devil worshipers. They are anti-free speech. They are anti-family. They are anti-God. They are anti-everything. They're cutting off our pipelines, dissolving our borders, bankrupting our currency, starting wars, arming our enemies, and attacking our privacy and beating up Asians in the street who go to a protest because they want to be able to go to a gym and have the hot tub in the women's area. I've been in many gyms that have, especially the big ones, have a hot tub and a steam room in the men's area. They have one in the women's area. And can you just imagine that you're in there and boom, there is a pervert dude in there. And I got to where I stopped using the gyms back when I was in really good shape because, you know, on a routine basis, there'd be some dude just begging to have sex with you in the hot tub. And I'm like, come on, dude, I'm not into that. Leave me alone. Well, imagine these poor women have to get solicited by a guy with a trouser snake with them in the hot tub.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what."
All right, if you just joined us, I'm going to give the number out in a moment. We're going to have the phones up next hour.
Care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you.
We're here live on the Alex Jones Show discussing why are all the big corporations, why is all the media, why are the universities bullying everyone and threatening Miss America if they don't nominate a man that says they're a woman. And the Olympics, they're saying, is going to be all men competing as women, and no women will win any of the sports except maybe target shooting, as women are as good or better if trained right with guns. I mean, women are going to lose everywhere. And that's men invading a sport. You know, Lance Armstrong took testosterone. They say he took too much of it, took some other things because he lost one testicle from cancer. And he was defrocked and lost all of his Tour de France titles and the rest of them. Lost his big mansion, everything else. And they say he's the villain of all villains. But it's okay to have men go into the private women's area of a spa in their bathrooms and get naked with a beard with their penis in the hot tub in front of a 6-year-old girl. And the police say that's fine. That's like saying a motorcycle rider identifies as a cyclist and is going to go introduce themselves into the cycling community. And look at the they've done all the spoofs of like, oh, motorcyclist identifies as a cyclist, wins world championship. Hell, give them a, you know, 300 horsepower motorcycle that goes 300 miles an hour, and they'll finish the Tour de France days before everybody else, and they identify as a cyclist. Hell, how about a passenger jet identifies as a car? How about a passenger jet identifies as a car? Or a fighter jet? It's doing, you know, Mach 1.5, Mach 2, and it can just fly over the drag racing place in Daytona, and the drag racer's going 300 miles an hour, and the jet's going 1,500 miles an hour. As long as the jet identifies as a drag racer, it can win. How about a helicopter that goes 250 miles an hour? How about introduces itself and says it's a jogger, it's a runner? And then the helicopter wins. And, of course, all that's asinine, but that's what this is supposed to do, is to get you to accept anything so you'll accept gene therapies and transhumanism and experimental injections and all the death that comes with it. What does the new Logitech computer ad say? Defy logic. Get rid of logic. Don't listen to logic. Suspend your own logic. Let us rip you off. Let us hurt you. Let us kill you. Let us scam you. Let us sterilize you. That's all any of this is. So here it is. Clip two, we're going to play it. First transgender Olympian qualifies for Tokyo. That's like giving warmongers Henry Kissinger a Nobel Peace Prize or giving one to Obama. You make it a joke. First transgender Olympian qualifies for Tokyo. New Zealand weightlifter Laurel Hubbard, as a big man, is set to become the first transgender athlete to compete in the Olympic Games after he, they say she, was selected for the national team. She, which is a he, will compete in the woman's 87-kilogram category, according to a statement released to New Zealand Olympic Committee that will announce the four other members of the weightlifting team. Totally different bones, totally different muscles, with testosterone. So if any of the women get caught using testosterone, they get kicked out. But because this person says they're a woman, has testicles, they get to do it. And the Olympic Committee agrees. Here's a news clip.
Has been made as well, as weightlifter Laurel Hubbard has become the first transgender athlete to qualify for an Olympic Games. Transgender athletes have been allowed to compete at the Games since 2015, but up to this point, nobody has qualified. Hubbard competed in men's weightlifting competitions before transitioning in 2013. And she's set to compete in the super heavyweight 87-kilogram category as the oldest athlete in the competition at the age of 43. Another transgender athlete, BMX rider Chelsea Wolfe, will travel to Tokyo as part of the United States team, but has been named as an alternate, so she's not assured of competing.
By the way, you can even see the bulge in his pants. So it's a big, ugly, fat dude who's a bully and a thug. And the globalists at the Davos Group are laughing that there's a sick joke to teach his depopulation that, oh, he says he's a woman. Now let him go cheat the women. What a sick, freakish joke. Absolutely disgusting. Yeah, now there's people that are identifying that are white as Asian. And whites are identifying as black. It's all mental illness. And the globalists are promoting it. Let's talk about Garrett Foster. We just showed footage earlier for TV viewers, radio listeners, of course, at InfoWars.com, of the Wee Spa in L.A., where Antifa came when the Koreans protested that naked men were coming in the baths and showers and hot tubs in the women's areas and basically propositioning, the reports are saying, hey, you know, I've had sex with lots of women. Just like the men that come in and say, give me a pap smear. Well, sir, you don't have a uterus. You don't have a cervix. It's all, go along with my mental illness. Go along with my craziness. I'm going to bully you. And the prison system wants to sterilize all these men This is all a leftist plan to, quote, lower crime, in their own words. But they're the ones saying get rid of police that make crime explode. It's out-of-control health departments. This is over 100 years old. People say, man, why don't folks fight back? Because the district attorney in Austin, who's admitted Soros Marxist, just indicted the highly decorated Army sergeant who saw Garrett Foster walk up to him last year and point his gun at him. He thought it was the police. He put his hands up. Then they started banging on the window with a gun aimed at him. He's got military training. He shoots him and kills him. Well, the last district attorney didn't indict him. This one did. But here's Garrett Foster, 10 minutes before he got shot and killed, obviously hired in a kite. He's got a girlfriend that has no legs. We got footage of her a few months ago. They were attacking a crowd. The police came over when she blocked a road. She throws herself out of the wheelchair and says they attacked her. So here he is saying, I'm here to intimidate people. They ain't going to do nothing. And then you see what happens. And the guy that defended himself with a man pointing a gun at him now is facing life in prison here in Austin, Texas. Here's the clip.
AK-47.
Why'd you got it out tonight?
They don't let us march in the streets anymore, so gotta practice some of our rights.
Cool, man. Do you feel like you'll need to use it?
Nah, I think if I use it against the cops, I'm dead. And I think all the people that hate us and, you know, want to say shit to us are too big of pussies to stop and actually do anything about it. So.
Why'd you start caring?
Well, our roommate got arrested and they stopped letting us march anywhere, so started caring.
And so they went and blocked the road and he pointed a gun at somebody. He effed around and found out, didn't he? And I mean, the guy is just doing it for attention. He was LARPing. You know, go join those medieval groups that beat each other with plastic swords and stuff. Or go get in the golden gloves. Go get in boxing, bro. Don't go out with guns pointing them at people. That gets you 6 feet under, Sonny. We're going to go to break just briefly. We've extended the July 4th sale with free Chevy Double Patriot points through Saturday, but that's it. And X3 is almost sold out, so the sale on it is over. But X2 is just as good. Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. Experience what it does for your body. It counters the bad halogens, the fluoride, the bromine, all of it. It's the cleanest iodine you're going to find anywhere. 40% off with free shipping, Double Patriot points, and we're selling out of it very quickly. But I've made a pledge, plus we got to fund ourselves. I'm going to sell the X2 out at 40% off with free shipping until it sells out. It'll probably take a week or so, 2 weeks maximum. But we got to fund ourselves, plus everybody needs to use it. If you've never experienced it, get a few bottles. I think you're going to be blown away, but you can't lose your funding the InfoWar. So X2, back in stock. We got a good amount of it, but at the rate it's selling at these prices, it'll be gone soon. 40% off, InfoWarStore.com. And today is the last day on DNA Force Plus and Bodies that have a limited supply at 40% off. Those will go back to regular price tomorrow. Turbo Force, 40% off. Alpha Power, 40% off. Basil will be 50% off. A lot of these sales in tomorrow, but the free shipping and stuff is extended through the weekend. Get your X2 at 40% off with free shipping while you still can. InfoWarStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.